Spain's ruling Socialist Party took a big hit at the polls over the weekend. The Socialists were trounced by the Conservative Popular Party in local and regional elections. Voters punished the government for its handling of Spain's ongoing economic crisis. The days before the elections were marked by the takeover of Spain's main squares by tens of thousands of young people, angry young people. Youth unemployment is 43% in Spain, and the protesters are still there, demanding a radical overhaul of Spanish politics and society. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
As polls closed last night, thousands of people gathered in Barcelona's main square, Plaza Catalunya, and banged on pots and pans. But they weren't celebrating the election results. They were protesting against a two-party electoral system they believe has allowed corruption to flourish, even as jobs disappeared. Today, the protest camp in Barcelona is still standing. People took turns with a megaphone to complain about a host of things. This man denounced the publicly financed bailouts of banks, banks that are reporting profits again this year. This woman complained about drastic cuts in health care as Spain slashes spending to reduce its deficit. When politicians get sick, she said, they get an entire floor of the hospital to themselves. There are scenes like this in over 70 Spanish cities today. The camps went up a week ago, spontaneously, via Facebook and Twitter. Take a tour of the plaza in Barcelona and you'll find dozens of tents dedicated to fighting different issues, corruption, tax hikes, cuts in education. But above all, these mostly young people are demanding jobs. Spain's unemployment is 21%. For young people, it's twice that. In Valencia, a 21-year-old electrician named Ramon said he'd been looking for work but couldn't find any. The politicians all use the same slogan, he said. Change. But what change? Politicians come and go. We do need a change. Personally, I don't know what it should be, but we need it now. To be sure, these protests are more about venting frustration than proposing solutions. But an out-of-work construction worker named Antonio said that's because Spain is dominated by two main political parties and young people haven't had a platform for protest until now. Sometimes, he said, I ask myself how it is that people haven't just started looting the stores for food with the level of unemployment that we have and the hunger. What's going on with us? Have we really been that afraid? If fear was holding Spain's young people back until now, it is clearly gone. We are not afraid, chanted tens of thousands of protesters in Madrid's Puerto del Sol square on a recent night. All of this has caught the Spanish establishment by surprise. Politicians are blaming each other. The press is comparing the movement to the uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt, with the Puerto del Sol in Madrid sitting in for Cairo's Tahrir square. This video appeared on YouTube last week. It allegedly shows young Egyptians offering words of solidarity to the Spanish. God be with you, says this young unidentified man, and may no one be hurt or killed. Another says the most important thing is to achieve your freedom. In form, the Spanish protests do look like the Arab uprisings, but Antonio, the out-of-work construction worker, said that's as far as it goes. He points out that Spain is already a democracy. Here, he said, no one is going to shoot us. There might be some scuffles with the police, but if we're all vigilant, things will stay calm. The cops are trained to confront violence. So far, the government of Socialist Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero has refused to have police clear the squares, despite a high court order to do so. No one's actually filed for permission to protest. Zapatero worries that closing the camps by force could turn violent, and he's been trying in vain to ally himself with the movement. But he may have to take some action soon. The protesters insist they're not going away. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
You can see Jerry's video of the protesters in Barcelona at theworld.org.